The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara here every weekend with you, starting this is 2020, so let's get it going here. This December, November issue, last year, a lot of times families meet. They talk about mom and dad, or they see auntie, uncle. They haven't seen him for a year. And they go, hey, talk to their wife. Hey, auntie looks kind of getting older, or she's really gone downhill. And the conversation starts. So that's why this program today is actually very timely. Today we have Kina Ole Estates on our show today, and their manager, actually, Lokelani Kamaris, is on the radio show today. Welcome to the show and Happy New Year, Lokelani.
Hi, thank you for having me. Happy New Year.
Yeah, sorry, my volume is down, Ashley. Can you go? Anyway, we're here trying to talk about, our parents, our aunties, uncles, and, it actually happened to myself as well. One of our family members is getting older. And goes, hey, she looks like she's slowing down. I think she got some early dementia. Keeps asking me the same questions. And, I went to your website. You have a great website, Lokelani. But give us a little background on Kina Ole Estates.
So Kina Ole is a senior care resident. It's designed specifically for seniors in need of memory care, adult residential care home, or respite services. So it started with a small group of only 8 live-in senior residents per home with fully qualified staff. Kina Ole offers the peace of mind knowing that elder care assistance is available 24 hours a day, because sometimes it does get a bit overwhelming. Everybody has to work and the need is there, So Kina Ole is a stimulating an active environment that provides activities and new experiences, which encourages each senior's resident physical, intellectual, cultural, spiritual, and emotional potential. The idea of Kina Ole started when the owner's dad had been diagnosed with Parkinson's-like disease. While going through that, Elizabeth, who's the owner, she realized that there was no facility or care home that would be suitable for her dad. There were either the big corporate entities or the really small homes where hardly any English was spoken. Her dad would have required a family-like environment with lots of open areas, lots of greenery, a place to relax, and know everything was taken care of. So Kina Ole, what she built is exactly what she was looking for. So Kina Ole reflects the Hawaiian lifestyle as much as possible. Doing the right thing for the right people is always in our minds.
Yeah, and I actually went to your website, and if you get listening, type in kinaoleestate.net, not .com or .org, .net, mm-hmm. or just Google it. I tell my son the same thing. I just Google it. He asks me all these kind of questions. Yeah. Just Google it. You can find everything, mm-hmm. just about everything online. Obviously, there's some fake news and things like that, but I just Googled your name, and it came up, and you actually have a very, very, I'm online all the time, and very simple, easy to navigate website. And actually, what I also like about a website, you have a tab there that you can do it in different languages as well, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But that's what I like about it. And, when people talk about, I need a place, mom or dad. A lot of times, I was actually on a conversation this morning with a family. They're talking about a facility and dementia. I say, well, that's quite a bit, And and I saw on your website, Lokelani, that 80% of your clients have memory issues.
So, that's correct.
And so, how does that work? Are you specially trained, or is there anything different? Obviously, with everybody having dementia, most of the people having dementia.
Well, yeah, there's constant training and in-services that the staff go through to help work with our residents that have memory, you know, that need memory care. And a lot of, you know, what helps the most is the, like, music therapy, pet therapy, some activities, and just, you know, having constant interactions with the same people, you know, it helps.
Well, in that home environment, absolutely, and that's why I said, yeah. I went to your website, and I love the pictures. You have a lot of pictures with animals. But how long have you folks been around now?
So we've been in business for 17 years now.
Wow. About as long as I've been in the reverse mortgage business. That's how I got involved. And it's interesting, you know, Beth, it had mentioned, on our website, it says that. But for a lot of different people that are in our industry, that's the same story. I was looking, helping take care of my parents. Or I learned so much from my parents. I felt the rewarding. I wanted to pass this, my caregiver experience, or I couldn't find a place. So I created my own, and I have to give her a lot of credit, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit, just the fact of trying to go through permitting and then getting certified by the Office on Aging and the Department of Human Services, Department of Health, hiring caregivers. It's a lot to do. I consult on the side with some people, and I got one right now where they're trying to do this. I said, it's a lot of work. Do you really want to do this, first of all? Because it could take a couple of years to get certified and pass through Department of Services, Department of Health, and it's a great responsibility you folks have. And how many? I understand you have four different locations there on the Windward side.
Yeah, so we're located on the Windward side of Oahu. We currently have five homes in Kaneohe.
Five? Wow.
Yeah, and one home in Kailua, and the homes range from about 5 to 8 people per home. And each suite, so I'll just let you know about a little bit about everything. So
sure.
Each suite is always a private retreat. It comes completely furnished.
So it's not a shared room.
No shared room. Yeah. I mean, and we
That's
do
great.
Allow, you know, husband and wife or couples to share a room. That's an option as well.
Wow.
Every room has safety features, emergency response system in the bathroom and at bedside. We have a double-sized bed that comes with it, furnished with chair and tables in the barrel, granite marble bathroom countertops and carpeting,
wow.
Handheld flexible hose shower heads, grab bars in the bathroom and shower, phones and cable outlets, and ample storage.
That's a lot of that's a luxurious little place. I keep on going back. You got to go to the website. If you're looking at any kind of place more, you may need to place. And I'm working with a family right this morning. I'm talking this morning. They probably won't have to place mom for another year or two, maybe longer. But I told them, start looking now because.
Yeah.
Are you guys always full?
We're most of the time full. Yeah. We rarely have openings, and Beth usually has a wait list, you know. But, you know, things happen. It opens up. And, you know, so it's a constant open and, you know, wait list kind of thing. So,
well, we're all going to eventually pass away. Not if, when mom, you know, if mom passes away, we're all going to pass away. And unfortunately, because you specialize in dementia, life expectancy is quite long. And, you know, depending on your person's health, it could be, I have a friend that the mother's run around 10 years and she's been bedbound for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I know somebody's had Alzheimer's for 12, 13 years now. Still going strong, still mobile, doesn't talk anymore. Slowly her vision's going, which is pretty typical. But it's just something I think people got to start realizing that. So you have four in Kaneohe, one in Kailua. Now, so does the total fee per month, does that include all the meals and that's actually their home?
Yeah. Yep. So we provide all the meals, transportation to doctor's appointments, and it includes everything. It's pretty much all inclusive.
What about like you know, if they have to wash their clothes or the laundry?
Yep, laundry service. Yeah. So what we provide is we offer a special combination of senior housing, personalized supportive services, memory care, expanded care, adult care designed to respond to the individual's needs of our resident who require help with activities of daily living. So it's pretty customized to the needs of the resident, you know, that's there.
So let me ask you this. So you guys have a cook or a chef or somebody on site, or you bring the food in every day?
We prepare meals on site.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I want to order my omelet. You know, people have told us before, I love my omelets in the morning. I'm going to come down and say, Beth, do you have a healthy omelet? You know, I got to eat healthy too, just like you know. I have to, you know, I know sometimes my wife uses egg whites, which is healthier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know what? A little bit of yolk doesn't hurt. It has more flavor, you know. But
yeah.
And I heard bacon is better than eating Portuguese sausage. Because Portuguese sausage, I mean, all the sausages have all kind of stuff, fillers, right? Bacon is just pure bacon, so just thought I'd throw that out if you're eating a healthy breakfast, you know. But is food important for a lot of your clients?
Yes, it is. We have a dietitian that makes our menus. We have 6 different weeks of menus, so it's not always the same thing, you know. So it's 6 different weeks, and it's all dietitian approved. And so, yeah, they eat healthy. We follow diet orders, you know, from doctors, whatever their diet is, we'll follow it. So some people require puree diet. Some people can have, you know, regular diet. So it's all customized to them and what they need.
And so what about medication, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
You guys so handle all the medication, oxygen?
Yes, we handle all medication. We actually take that off of the family's, you know, mine, and we handle everything for the most part. When a resident comes in and they have medications, we deal directly with the doctors and make sure that we get, you know, the doctor's orders for the medications. We order the medications through an agency that delivers it to us, and then we distribute medication.
I guess so. The medication has to be delivered, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the medication is delivered. Like monthly, we usually get monthly supplies. So when it's getting low at the end of the month, they come and deliver the next, you know, month of supplies. And as needed, because, you know, as you go through the month, things arise, you know, they need different types of medication. Doctor orders a different type of medication, a new medication. That medication would be ordered through our agency, and the agency would come and deliver it. You know, so medication is taken care of. I know that that's a big thing, you know, for the families there. They're so grateful when their loved one is with us that they don't have to worry about it, because it's a lot to think about, and it's, you know, it's, you have to get it, you have to give it on time, everything, you know, you have to follow the rights and everything. So they're really grateful that they don't have to worry about that anymore, because it's a lot to try and get medications refilled, to make sure that the prescription is accurate, you know, and then to administer it. So they're happy that, you know, all of that is taken care of, and they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Wow, that's stress free especially for the children, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because that can be very time consuming, let alone confusing. If you have to go to, what about if they have to go like different pharmacies? Is it always the same pharmacy?
We go through a pharmacy that handles mostly all insurances. So we have one pharmacy that just takes care of everything, so we don't have to go to, like, we're not going out to Long's and to Walgreens. This place will provide everything, you know, and deliver it to us. So,
well, if insurance covers that, and if they deliver it to you, wow, that's a great service. Talk about a hands-free service there, huh?
It's awesome.
I say this because I run into a lot of families, and I counsel a lot of families, and they don't realize all the steps that's involved. Like I said, dealing with a family this morning, they don't really understand what it involves in all the, obviously, and I don't blame them, because there's nowhere you can go to learn this. It's basically you're winging it. But, you know, that's one of the services that we provide from the magazine. We have a lot of our contacts, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, you know, long-term care insurance. We have experts that can help them answer the questions for them. But do you folks take long-term care insurance? What kind of insurance do you folks take?
Yeah, we do take long-term care insurance. Other than the long-term care insurance, it's private pay.
Yeah, and you don't do any Medicare rehab, right? Is that correct?
No, we don't.
Do you have to be mobile at some point or at all, or can you be bed bound? How does that work?
Yeah. That doesn't disqualify anyone from coming in. You know, we currently have people that are bed bound. We have people that are still independent. You know, we have a wide range.
So what are some of the common questions? If somebody comes in and look over the facility, what are some of the questions that a lot of times the children will ask you that they're concerned about?
A lot of times we'll get questions about, how you mentioned earlier, like a lot of people start asking questions ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily need it now, but they're kind of starting to feel, you know, like, oh, I might have to start looking outside for help. So they start to ask, you know, like, okay, so when should we plan on doing this move? You know, mm-hmm. is it necessary? You know, they start just calling in, you know, and coming to inquire just to see. And I think one of the questions is, when will they know that they need a nursing home or a place to, you know, when would they know to reach out and to actually do the placement? And there's a few things that
do the doctors recommend? Yes.
Yeah, doctors recommend. Doctors refer. They do. But there's some things that you can kind of think about and ask yourself. You know, if you're maybe struggling with a decision to transfer your loved one to a nursing facility. If it's something that they're thinking about or the transition may be necessary, signs that they can know that they may be ready to move into a nursing home may include, like, if they notice that they need 24-hour medical care or supervision, if they don't feel comfortable leaving the home and leaving the person alone, you know, if they require rehabilitation, if they are experiencing a lot of frequent falls or trips. They need frequent care from a specialist, experiences significant changes in wellness or behavior. They need help with dressing, bathing, showering, continence, toileting, eating, mobility. They can't really manage their medications on their own, or they do it poorly or incorrectly. They maintain a pantry that contains little to no nutritional food. They eat foods that adversely interact with their medications. They show signs of memory loss, the inability to recognize friends, loved ones, repeating conversations, or being unable to converse. They exhibit limited interest in caring for the home. And another one is, like, if you notice their pets being malnourished.
Yeah, so that's
quite
common.
So those are some of the signs. Yeah.
Or they're gaining weight because they're feeding them every hour.
yeah.
Because they forget they fed them already. You're right. Sometimes they forget that they thought they fed them, but they didn't feed them, and so they get skinnier. It's just something that I think kids, you know, one of the things that I try to tell families that what happens how to prevent falls is really important in the room. So the emergency buttons in the room. Now, is that a button or is that a watch or a pendant, or what do you guys use?
Yeah, so we have it's a call light that it's kind of similar to how the hospitals have it when you're in the hospital. They have a button right on the side of the bed.
Sure.
So we have that on the side of the bed, and you can move it. So if you sit on the chair, we move the nurse aide moves the call button wherever they are. So it's in arm's reach, you know. And then there's also one right next to the toilet as well, where it's just a button that they push or a string that they pull for help.
That's great. What about, like, you know, obviously if you have 80% of your people have some form of dementia, you know, I had a call the other day that I'm worried about my mother walking out of the facility. Is that a concern that people have?
Yeah, that is a concern that people have. You know, for Kino Ole, I could say for our Kaneohe location, it is an estate that is gated in.
You know, I saw the picture. I said, wow, it's a nice place you got. It's all gated. So it must be pretty hard. But that is a concern I know from some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gated in, and the other homes that we do have that is not gated in, because it's so intimate, you know, the setting is real homey and intimate. There's always staff members that is paying attention. We do have motion sensors.
Oh, you do?
By the entrances and exits.
Oh, that's
so we're
smart.
Alerted if anybody even goes near it, you know.
Wow.
Does
every room get a TV?
Yep, every room has a capability for a TV to be put in.
Oh.
It's really up to the family if that's what they want.
And what about like local food? I'm asking questions. I know I have somebody in mind that would ask questions like egg foo young. My dad loves egg foo young. Every time we go to a Chinese restaurant, got to have egg foo young. Hard to make egg foo young healthy, you know.
Right. What we do is we do resident request meals. So if there's a resident request that they want something specific, then we'll make that for everyone that day in that home. Maybe for lunch. If somebody requested, can we have egg foo young for lunch? Then we would put that on the menu for sometime in that week and would make egg foo young for the week for everybody to enjoy. Yeah. So we do have resident request meals.
So my favorite is veggie omelet and smoked salmon.
Oh,
down the road. I'm thinking, because I work with seniors every day, I'm like their kid, but every time I talk to family members or clients or people that call me, I'm always seeing myself at 80, 90 years old, especially now I'm turning 60 in a few days. And so I'm always looking down the road like, what would my life be like? And I try to tell everybody, think about what your life's going to be like. It may not be for 5, 10, 20 years, but just think about it. If you live long enough, it's going to happen. So think about it. So like I would want smoked salmon with capers and a nice toasted bagel and a veggie omelet. That's my favorite breakfast. So Lokilani, you sound like you're younger than me anyway. So, you know, it might be a few years down the road, but, you know, I want that on my menu once a week, maybe other week, you know, but food is really important. So I tell everybody, try the food first. Because when my auntie, who is now got to be 93 or so, 94, I know that after the first week, I would bring her chocolate chip cookies, and she loves me for that because, you know, your taste buds go as you get older, yeah?
Right.
The next time I brought a bottle of futakake because you got to add flavor to the rice, you know. So it really, she loved it. And now my mother-in-law is 90, going to be 97. Was she 97 already? 97, and you know, she was living at home all these years, and I told the family, you got to move her out safer, and you know, in 1 year, she gained 10 pounds.
Wow.
I was like, wow, I kind of thought she would gain weight, because then she get regular meals, and healthier meals, and more protein, you know, when you get older, you need to have protein, right? And she did, and she's loving it, she eats very well, she's very safe. Family pretty happy, and so I recommend everybody really move in earlier than later, because like my auntie moved into facility, she said, you see these commercials on TV, I wish they moved in earlier, and it's true. I mean, I told my wife the same thing, I want to move in earlier than later, I don't want to worry about driving when I get older, you know. I it's one of my pet peeves, you know, and I want to be able to watch TV, I want to be able to eat healthy food, which I love, is all you guys, all the facilities, almost all of them are pretty healthy. But I got to have my chocolate too, yeah? So just, you know, you guys have chocolate on the menu? Because my dad only eats vanilla ice cream until I brought my father the world of chocolate peanut butter. Oh, my God. He loves that now, you know? So as funny as it is, you know, for years, you know, he's 91 now. And for years, up until about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I said, Dad, you don't want to eat anything other than vanilla? He goes, no. I said, you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm really happy with vanilla. I said, but it's so plain. My son is like that. He only loves vanilla. So I said, you know what? I fell in love with Reese's when I was a kid, but I fell in love with the Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter. I said, I'm going to bring you some chocolate peanut butter. You're going to love it. And sure enough, he loved it. So now he eats one or the other.
Wow.
Yeah, so food's really important, you know.
Yes, it is. It is really important, yes.
So I'm glad you have a healthy meal there. I noticed on your website, guys, I keep on talking about, I'm at the website right now. Who is Charta Leong? Is she still with you?
Yeah, she's still with us. She's our music therapy. She comes every Thursday. And she does music therapy with all the residents. She goes to each home and does it.
Really?
And yeah.
So and what does she do?
Because she'll sing songs with them. It's like a sing along. She'll
sing
songs with them. She gives them instruments, and they play along with the instruments. And it's a fun time. Everybody enjoys it. It's a blast. Like it's good.
Wow, it's like karaoke on steroids, huh?
Yeah. She gets into it, and she's awesome.
So the only thing, you know, when I get there, you got to have Earth, Wind, and Fire. Look, you know who Earth, Wind, and Fire? You sound kind of young. Got to be Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I was surprised. I really liked Elton John when I went to his concert, the one-man show at the Blaisdell. I said, Elton John, and it's only him on stage. That's it, nobody else on stage. And I was actually, you know, I'm a soul guy. I like R&B. Like, I was actually kind of impressed. He could still sing very well. He was here a few years ago. I was very impressed with his singing, and he's got, of course, a lot of classics, but I mean, you can't beat Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, nobody can beat Earth, Wind, and Fire. But yeah, when you, that's one thing, you got to change your music now. As baby boomers start getting up in age, you know, you got to realize that you got to start having some younger people pretty soon. You're going to have some Madonna, you know, you got to have some other music, right? Because I'm telling you.
And that's what we do. We try to work with the families to understand or to learn what kind of music they were into. Mm-hmm. And we ask the families to either provide CDs and play it on the CD player, or we'll, you know, try to Bluetooth it and have the music play for them. And it's just amazing what music can do. You know, music bring back so much memories for people. And, you know, even if they have, you know, they struggle with memory, music will touch the soul, you know? So you see them light up, and it's awesome what music can do, just like food, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'll tell you, it's amazing how music, I guess I'm not too sure how, you know, in research I've done, that music does hit certain sensors in the brain. It stimulates their mind. And a lot of it's old music. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, Percy, I was named after a very famous band leader back in the day. His name was Percy Faith. Asher Charta, Percy Faith. Do you know who Percy Faith was? And how is she, like, older than me? Is she older than 60? She younger?
Oh, I shouldn't comment on that. I'm not sure.
That's okay. So let's say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, if you have clients over the age of 85, maybe you should play Percy Faith. And if you Google Percy Faith, the most famous song he did was the theme from A Summer Place. If you Google that and you play A Summer's Place, you're going to recognize, well, hopefully you will, you'll recognize a theme from A Summer Place. And because I was named after Percy Faith. And it is a true story. There's like five other Percys in Hawaii about my age, right around 60. No, swear to God. I met three of them. Don't laugh.
Yeah.
I met three of them in person. And we're all the same age. And out of the five or six of us, I think three of us played baseball. And I guarantee you they're all named after the father loved Percy Faith because he was a band leader back in the 40s and 50s.
I see.
And I met them and like, wow, yes, Percy Faith. So, yeah, you should play Percy Faith. It's a really nice, soothing, romantic instrumental piece, but you're going to like that. But anyway, so what differentiates Kino'ole Estates and other places?
What makes us different? So what sets Kino'ole Estates apart from the other care homes is that we're not focused on just the medical aspect of an individual. We encourage supported independence with the intent of promoting dignity. The interactions are more heartfelt. It's family-oriented. Family and friends are always welcome. Kino'ole becomes their home away from home. And we respect their privacy and independence. The staff doesn't just go through the motions. A lot of the employees that come and stay says that it's a family feeling here. And I think that's what makes that's what's different about Kino'ole. It's the whole feeling from the heart, you know?
Well, when you walk onto your property, you know, like I said, I keep going back to the website, I would recommend you take a visit. I got to come out and visit Beth anyway, your owner. But,
yeah. Come on down.
Actually, my parents live in Kaneohe. My sister lives in Kaneohe. I love Kaneohe. You know, it's God's country over there. It rains. Mm-hmm. If you like rain, it's great. But, I mean, it goes away by like 9 o'clock, yeah? But it's just beautiful. It's lush. That's the thing. It's lush, and it's not hot like some of the other parts of the island. But what's the best way to get a hold of you, folks? And what's the best way to, if you're interested in a tour or visit of your property, Lokelani?
I'm just calling in, calling 233-4455. Just calling into that number. Beth always answers, and if she doesn't answer immediately, she'll call back.
They don't call back. So give me a call, and I'll give you Lokelani's cell number.
Yeah. Or they can even call me as well. My cell number is 673-6400. I arrange things as well. So that's, they could call. They could go on the website and punch in their information if that's easier, and we'll give them a call right back.
Yeah, especially with the kids looking for their parents, just Google Kino Ole Estates.
Yeah.
And they get to the website. And like I said, I love your website. Whoever did it did a great job. It's very simple, but yet I know you see you had some testimonials. So give us one testimonial, Lokelani, if you don't mind, about maybe one of your past clients or the children of your clients.
Okay. I know one. A recent one, they're really grateful for the love. You know, they lost their loved one, but they're so grateful for the care. And they really felt a part of, I mean, we have Ohana night. We do things with the families. We, you know, have, you know, dinners with where the families are included. They come around, they get updated. So they feel like they're more involved, you know, as opposed to just coming and visiting and then leaving. So they're really grateful for the care, you know, for just us making them feel like family, you know. And that was one of the things that they really, really appreciated about it, is that although they had to, you know, be at work and they had their own obligations, they still felt really close and a part of Kino Ole because of the activities that we put on, that we invited them to, the communication that we kept with the families, you know. So that was one of the latest testimonials that we got.
That's really important, though, is the family is comfortable with you folks. They mm-hmm. treat you as a family member, even though they're technically a caregiver. But it's mm-hmm. really the compassionate side of caregiving. And a lot of times, you know, I've talked to caregivers, you know, it just seems like it's a chore. But mm-hmm. I'm on your website right now. By the way, guys, if you go to the website, click on Learn More, and it'll go, you look for a tour and click on mm-hmm. tour, and you have a lot of great pictures of your various facilities, and you do excursions mm-hmm. to the beach. Do you take them to the, I got to go to the beach. You know, if I go there, I got to go to the beach. I love the water, by the way. Maybe I'm going to want it by then, but, oh, by the way, who pays for the Depends? Do you have to bring their own Depends?
Oh, the brief? Are you talking about the brief?
I don't know. It's called Depends.
The pull up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go through a provider. We get it for a discounted rate. So we order it. We order that as well. So the family doesn't need to bring it. We order it.
Well, that's good, because I know I went to Costco the other day to pick up two boxes, and it took up some space in my car, and I was
so
kind of embarrassed.
They wouldn't have to worry
Depends.
About that either. Yeah. Yeah. So we get all of that stuff delivered, ordered and delivered.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, taking it back to what you're saying about the beach, I mean, we do beach excursions, our monthly excursions. Most recent one was to the Polynesian Culture Center about a week ago.
Wow, way out there, huh?
The month before that, we went to Sea Life Park. We go to the aquarium, movies. You know, there's a whole bunch of excursions that we do monthly outside of the facilities. And then we have, like I said earlier, we have pet therapy, music therapy, day and evening activities, Ohana nights where the families, you know, they're always included. They're always invited to come, you know, with no pressure, because, you know, everybody's busy too. So they don't have to come, but at least they're invited, you know, and they can.
Yeah, I recommend everybody. I mean, I recommend families spend as much time as possible with their family member. Mm-hmm. You know, you can learn so much about their past. Maybe if your father's in the military, learn about that. But a lot of times the fathers didn't talk about the military. You know, you mm-hmm. talk to your mom about raising kids. Like my mom raised six of us kids. you know, running around the country and the world. My dad was an army, and you know, it took a lot of work to keep us in our right places as we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But now is the time to really honor your parents and provide a great, comfortable, safe, loving environment like mm-hmm. Kino Ole Estates. So it's really important that people need to understand. Let me take a short break. Lukulani, hold on a second and take a short break, and we're going to come home right back. Okay, so hang on, Lukulani. Okay.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
That's
grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
That's
we got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you heard about Fightin', wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Fightin' free body care daily at the Fightin' Hawaii shop located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Fightin' products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long Shrugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phiten. For more information, click on fightinhawaii.com. That's Phiten Hawaii.com.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15th to December 7th.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here with Loke Lani Camaro from Kinaole Estates in Kaneohe and Kailua. So, Loke Lani, thank you so much for educating me, because that's how I really learn everything as well, and I'm versed on different aspects of aging. But thank you for just kind of explaining and talking about Kinaole there on the windward side. And guys, you know, a lot of times if you live on the windward side anyway, you're going to want to probably stay on the windward side. Or, you know, if you live on the windward side, you want to have your parents by you so you can come visit them, a lot easier travel time. Yeah. Is a lot of your clients from the windward side, Loke Lani?
Most of them are. There's some clients, actually residents that are from the mainland.
Mainland, really?
Yeah, some from the mainland. And a few from other parts of the island. But mainly, it's the Windward families looking to stay in the Windward area because okay. It's closer to home.
Great. So Loke Lani, give us that phone number again. And, of course, kinaoleestate.net, now, not .com. And the number again was
Loke Lani? Yeah, they could call 233-4455. It's really easy to remember.
It is.
233-4455.
Your cell number was really easy. How'd you get an easy cell number, too, man?
I know. I got an easy one. It's 673-6400. 673-6400. And that's my number. They could also call me as well. But yeah, please check out the website. And like you said, if they just go onto Google and punch in Kinaole Estate, it'll pop right up.
And like I said, you click on the. I always click on the tabs. Who we are. You have one there. Learn more. Like I said, there's a take a tour, and you'll see pictures. Because a lot of times I tell people, go on a website. If they have a great website, that's a great first start. Secondly, is see what's on the website, so you can really get a good feel of what they look like. Because you say you have 5 homes now, and are they all relatively similar, or how?
They're all pretty similar. 3 of them is a little smaller. It's a 6, you know, up to 6 people. And then we have 3 of them that is 8 people.
Wow.
8 people, 8 rooms there.
Are they all gated, though?
4 of them are.
Really? Cool. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's so clean and lighted, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is. It's very, very beautiful. Waterfalls at every home.
You know, waterfalls?
The greenery, the landscaping is amazing, you know, so it's really, really nice.
Well, when you're on the windward side, you have beauty of lush and gardens and, of course, waterfalls. Mm-hmm. So great. So I appreciate you so much, Loke Lani. I got it, like I said, but now don't forget, if I come over and visit you and Beth, got to have, like, you know, some omelet or smoked salmon or something if you're coming
tomorrow,
you know.
Got it.
Otherwise, a really good burger, I'm fine with that. So anyway, everybody, Loke Lani Lindsay from Kinaole Estate. She has to take off and run to another meeting, but I want to let you go, and we'll continue on with the show for a few more minutes. So Loke Lani, thank you so much. Appreciate
you. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Aloha. So in a couple of weeks, we'll have this up on our website, generations808.com. I know a lot of you are going there. If you go to our survey on our website or this current issue with the gift of food, we have a survey. We want you to fill it out, mail it in, or go to our website and fill it out digitally, and it'll be emailed to us. But we just want to know what you know about the magazine, what you like about the magazine, what you don't like about the magazine. We are recommending people for every issue. If you want to see every issue, go to our website, generations808.com. And our website houses a lot of information of all the past issues. From my very first issue, my old buddy who's no longer with us, Kirk Matthews, and has all our past radio shows, TV shows, all our partners in the middle. You can click on any one of our partners there. But all these radio shows are archived on our website. And so in a few weeks, you'll see Kinole Estate up there. But if you click on our website, we have everything from Medicaid and Medicare to Social Security to long-term care to my reverse mortgage business, which is really growing. People are running out of money. That's the biggest fear. I was telling Mike Buck the other day, it's the biggest fear is not dying anymore. It's living long enough where you run out of money, and that's a scary thought. So in 2020, we're going to be pushing our calendar more. So go there for our calendar. We're going to place more and more events as the year goes by. As well, we'll be supporting the Alzheimer's Association. The new executive director is L.J. Duenas. He's a great, great, how would I explain L.J.? He's great at getting out there, promoting the disease, promoting funding and supporting the Alzheimer's Association. So we're going to support them in every issue this coming year with a full-page ad or article. We will be one of the title sponsors of the walk. I believe it's in September. We have on our radio show the Hawaii Meals on Wheels. We'll eventually get the food bank and all the rest of the people. Don't forget August 22nd. Put it on your calendar now because it's our 14th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. This event's going to be big this year because no football game. Last year had a football game, the Dallas Cowboys and Rams. So we had about 30% less people, but this year is going to, every year it gets bigger and bigger. So check that out. And also the Windward Mall, January 18th. The Windward Mall, we have actually a senior fair. So check out our website or just go to Windward Mall. There'll be signs that week for our senior fair. We're going to have, I'm not sure how many people we're going to have there, but we're going to have different vendors and people at the Windward Mall. It's basically a resource fair. But it's really important to kind of go to our website, find things out, what's there, what do you need. One of our best, easiest features is a search, the search button, and click on that. And just if you want to type in Social Security or Medicare or caregiving, it's on there. If you want to join our mailing list, click on join our mailing list, and you just put in your contact info. And we'll be emailing out different workshops that we're doing. And in January, we're doing a few other workshops. Let me just go through the magazine right now since I got you on the radio and you're listening to me. January 22nd at Oahu Veterans Center, we're going to do another Realities of Aging workshop from 8:30 to 11:30. It's at the Oahu Veterans Center, 1298 Kukila Street. That's down by... just farther than Salt Lake, what's the area you call that? Anyway, it's Oahu Veterans Center. You can Google it. February 6th, we're doing another one at the Ala Moana Pacific Building, Suite 1535. They're all 8:30 to 11:30. And we're talking about all the different various aspects of aging in place. When I start tossing out the topics, people go, oh, yeah, I got to think about that. Oh, yeah, I got to think about that. So the legal mistakes people make, I call it financial gerontology. From a financial point of view, as you age, what kind of things you need to worry about in terms of financing, buying a new car, long-term care, if you have to move your wife or your husband to a facility, if you want to travel more, how do we plan that your life out from a financial standpoint? We'll go over city and state support services, fall prevention tips, long-term care options, the reverse mortgage, healthy living, and we'll have a few more speakers besides myself as well. So January 22nd, which is a Wednesday, at Oahu Veterans Center, 8:30 to 11:30. And then Thursday, February 6th, 8:30 to 11:30 at the Ala Moana Pacific Building. That's the building, if you go to the third floor of Macy's on the parking lot side, on the Malka side of the building, there's a little walkway attachment, I think it's blue awning, that connects with an escalator. That's where that Alamana Pacific building, and that building is actually on the ground floor. There's the restaurant Shokudo. By the way, it's a very good restaurant, by the way. Just saying. You know, but yeah, that's that building. It's free parking at the top of third floor, Macy's, walk over, go to suite 1535. You'll see signs in the that 15th floor once you get out of the elevator. But it's a really good event. You're going to learn a lot of things, tell your friends, families, just show up. We have room for 50, and we usually will get 20 or 30, but if we get more people, we might have to RSVP. But for right now, just show up on that date. Like I said, January 18th, I'm going through the magazine right now. January 18th is our Windward Mall Senior Fair, and that's going to grow. Last year, we had a few hundred people. This year, it's going to be a lot more. Every year, it gets bigger and bigger, like our Kahala Mall event that we started 4 years ago. It's really big now. I want to thank, we had six, you know, we started 10 years now with Generations Magazine, and we started with six partners, and they're still in the magazine. And so we're going to each issue, we're going to feature one of our original partners. And this issue in the Gift of Food issue is Scott Mukuokane, a local attorney on estate planning. And basically it's just thoughts on aging from his aspect, what he has seen over the years and what's coming. Him, like me, he's about my age. We see a lot. We've been in the business a long time. I've been in the finance business for 31 years now. And he's been probably an attorney for just as probably longer than that. But I wanted to pick their brain and give you some insight on what they see, what they've been through, and also what's coming, what's here, and the future. Because I plan on being in business for a while more, and I can see it coming. I can see more and more of us baby boomers taking care of our parents. We're going to have to eventually place them at a facility or provide 24/7 care. At some point, like my dad 2 years ago called me up and said, "Hey, you know anybody that can get a scooter?" I said, "For who?" And he goes, "For your mom." So that was shocking to me, let me tell you. So it just told me to start thinking about, in this issue, we have a lot of our partners' listings there, phone numbers, websites, what they do. So we broke it down by Medicare and Medicaid people, housing and adult daycare. We have caregiving and senior management programs. Aids and equipment, health and physical wellness, financial services, legal services, real estate, and other means other things that support seniors. So this issue is pretty packed with a lot of information, and I like most people, they read it from front to back. A lot of the kids do not read it. So kids, I'm just telling you right now, you need to read it. I get calls or emails every week from people asking about things in the magazines. I just tell them, "Hey, read the magazine." Or I'll hear about a scam. I say, "Hey, we've done that article about the grandparents scam or the lottery scam. It's in the magazine. Just about every issue we have a thing about elder abuse." So it's really important just to pay attention, to be cognizant that your parents are getting older, and you know, dementia is not part of regular aging. So what I would recommend, you try and keep them healthy as long as possible, if you can, if they agree upon that. But start planting the seed today as we go forward in 2020. More and more people are going to get Alzheimer's dementia. In the next 10 years, that number is going to double. Yes, I said it. It's going to double because 50% of people right now are not being documented. Well, in the next 10 years, they will be, and we're going to see a lot more people with Alzheimer's dementia. Hopefully, it's not you or your parents because it's a long-term disease. And it's a family disease. So if anything, get outdoors, get some vitamin D, sun, get some fresh air, get some exercise, eat a little healthier. And I wouldn't say pray, but, you know, hope's not a plan. But really just to start planning out your future. It's really, really important to me and in our staff at Generations Magazine. We thank you. Wish you all the well in 2020. Again, my name is Percy Hauer, publisher, editor of Generations Magazine. Thank you all. As always, as I finished every single show and on my voicemail, my phone, it's always aloha and live well, everybody. Have a great 2020. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday every week of the year. So everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha. Thank you.
program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.